This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Welcome to the story of OPEC, where the oil is plenty and the drama is real. Our tale begins in Baghdad, Iraq, in 1960, when five oil-producing nations decided to form a cartel to control the price of oil. Fast forward to 1973, when OPEC declared an oil embargo in response to Western support for Israel, causing chaos in the global economy and long lines at the gas station. But that's not all. OPEC's power struggles and political influence made them a fascinating chapter in the history of the modern world. They even coined the term petrodiplomacy in the 1970s, using their oil wealth to fund wars and influence global politics. While their power waned in the 1980s due to the rise of non-OPEC oil producers, OPEC remains a major player in the oil markets today. On this episode, we'll explore the twists and turns of OPEC's story, where the price of oil is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of April 3rd, so listen on as we navigate the living market. In the early days, OPEC struggled to gain traction. They had no real power over the oil markets and were often ignored by the big players like the United States and Europe. But that all changed in 1973, when OPEC declared an oil embargo in response to Western support for Israel during the Yom Kippur War. The embargo sent shockwaves through the global economy, causing oil prices to skyrocket and creating long lines at gas stations. Overnight, OPEC became a force to be reckoned with. The world was suddenly at their mercy, and they knew it. They began to flex their muscles, raising prices and using oil as a political weapon. The 1970s became known as the era of petrodiplomacy, with OPEC countries using their oil wealth to fund wars, build massive infrastructure projects, and influence global politics. But as the 1980s dawned, OPEC's power began to wane. The rise of non-OPEC oil producers like the United States and Russia weakened their grip on the market, and internal disagreements between member countries led to infighting and instability. Still, OPEC soldiers on. They continue to wield significant influence over the oil markets, and their decisions have far-reaching consequences for the global economy. And their latest move may reaffirm that in the months ahead. Over the weekend, OPEC plus Russia, which includes Russia as an oil producer, agreed to production cuts of 1.65 million barrels a day. Although the actual production cuts may be less than agreed upon, they come at a time when the U.S. economy is showing signs of slowing down, and inflation is trending lower. When examining OPEC Plus's recent decision, several key factors need to be considered. Firstly, this could be OPEC's way of providing a defensive position to support the price of crude ahead of economic weakness and expanding inventories. U.S. oil inventories have expanded by 70 million barrels, excluding the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and represents a build of nearly 15% since the December low. As recession risks have increased, OPEC may be preemptively cutting production in response to anticipated demand weakness. This supports the price near the current $80 a barrel or higher going into what we would expect to be a slower growth economy in the back half of the year. Our oil forecast as a result through 2023 is now an average price of $85 a barrel, with risk to the upside. The second consideration is that this challenges inflation and consumption. The economic weakness that OPEC may be anticipating may become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Higher oil prices are a tax on the global consumer. It results in lower consumption elsewhere in the economy, while at the same time contributing to higher inflation. We haven't been a strong believer in the stagflation narrative up to this point, however, this new twist raises the specter of higher inflation in a slower growth global economy as we look towards 2024. Thirdly, when faced with new data or events such as these, my team and I ask ourselves the question, how do we make money from this? As oil prices are global, all oil producers stand to gain, including Canadian producers. The cuts will likely lead to a tighter oil production market, which will increase crude prices and profits. We would expect this to take an already tight oil production market even tighter, driving up the price of crude and driving up those profits. As the S&P TSX is seen globally as a proxy for oil, we would expect this to support the potential for outperformance by the index over the near term, while the Canadian dollar looks to benefit in terms of a higher valuation relative to the US dollar. The loonie crossed above 74 cents US earlier this week on the news. In summary, the production cuts agreed upon by OPEC plus Russia are expected to have short-term financial benefits for oil producers and investors. As with anything, there are winners and losers. Overall consumption is likely to be tested on higher oil prices, which is a headwind for the global economy. At the same time, oil producers and investors certainly won't mind the profit. All in all, this isn't likely to be a long-term phenomenon, because as we often say, the cure for high oil prices are high oil prices. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.